This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 479 for Monday, July 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Monday following declines in comparable edible oils. The November contract dropped $17.10 at $900.40 per ton. The January contract falls $18.90 at $880.50 per ton. There are losses in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed, while Malaysian palm oil is mixed. Also, there is weakness in global crude oil prices. Over the weekend, the prairies received 5 to 25 millimeters of rain, with the forecast calling for thundershowers for northern Alberta and Saskatchewan. Temperatures are to be around normal for the beginning of the week. The Canadian dollar is retreating, with the loonie at 78.34 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 79.41. Alberta reported on Friday that its crop conditions have dropped 31 points to 37% good to excellent overall. The province's canola is at 33% good to excellent. China's imports for June are reported to be a record 3.75 million tons of corn, along with 750,000 tons of wheat. The planting of India's summer crops are reported to be behind schedule due to scant rainfall in some areas of the country. In South America, Brazil's corn harvest is reported to be 52% complete. In Argentina, the government is putting up $10.4 million to assist those impacted by low water levels on the Parana River. The United States Midwest is in for another hot, dry week. The U.S. Corn Belt is a tale of two regions. The eastern portion is said to have good crops developing, while the western area struggles with dry conditions. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its weekly export inspections report later this morning. Then this afternoon, the USDA issues its weekly crop progress report. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are turning weaker on Monday. The November contract drops 15 cents at 13.76 per bushel. August soy oil loses 1.45 cents at 66.86 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down $2.30 at $360.90 per short ton. Corn futures are steady to higher on Monday. The September contract is up a half cent at $5.56 per bushel. Chicago oats are down, with the September contract falling 9 cents at $4.27. Wheat futures are mixed on Monday. Chicago September rises 4.5 cents at $6.97. Kansas City September bumps up a penny at $6.53. And Minneapolis September pulls back 3.5 cents at $9.14. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, July 19th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.